Ça me rend off.
Are you guys ready? Okay. I'm a Rabbi Mer Nachman. I'm a little scratchy, the man of the Nihil Mashkin Alel. Ain't a Makadash. He's tied to me with the money, but he doesn't give him the money. He gives him Mashkin collateral for the money. Ain't a Makadash. Money in kind, Mashkin in kind. If we're not giving you the money, then the Mashkin doesn't help. Rashi, money in kind, hook of Mashkin in a Shova Kulam, Shayna Mashkin Matana. I'm not giving her the mashkin to keep. I'm giving her the mashkin to hold on to until she gets the money. That's not called a good kedusha. Okay? It's fair, Rabbi the Rebbe Nachman. Kids from the mashkin, the kedusha. You have a kasha. The Bryce says, I'd rather kids from the mashkin, the kedusha. You see, it does work. Kasha from Nachman. And with the Gemara holds the mashkin that chayim uchad of Yitzchok, some of Yitzchok, miran about choy, which koin the mashkin, shnema uchot yitzchoko, and menu koin yitzchoko minayim, you can't look at choy, which koin the mashkin. The terrace is, the Bryce is talking about the mashkin that chayim, the Grashi, shoy yibi adoy, the kitch, the choyim, shiyesh loy olov, tukot mugudeshes, shem mashkin, that's why you koin oy lo. Since we see the din is that when a person has a loan, and he takes a mashkin, it's called that he owns that mashkin. The malva owns the mashkin. He has a kingdom in the mashkin. How do we know? Because the Torah says, give him back his mashkin at night, right? The case in the Torah where he needs it at night or he needs it during the day. It says it'll be stalker for you. He said it's stalker for you. So if Yitzchok's medayim, that means it's yours. Giving him back his thing, that shouldn't be called stalker. Giving him my thing should be called stalker. So you see, the mashkin belongs to the malva. So the Torah says, the case of the price is, he had a loan out by somebody else. Somebody else owed him. He was holding on to the mashkin of somebody else, which he has a kinyan in. And he gave her that mashkin. Now she has the mashkin and the right to collect the choy from that mashkin. That's a good kedusha. But to give her the mashkin from him, to say, I'll give you a money for kedusha, but take this mashkin instead, that's not a good kedusha. That is the chilek of the Gemara. Yeah.
Rashi says,
"Hey,
the whole
she is." Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because she can't keep the mashkin forever. She has the mashkin. The mashkin is what gives her right. Right. So with the mashkin, she becomes the one who owes the money. Exactly. That's what Rashi means. Kitchen b'choy. That's right. When the Gemara says the same case, "B'nei Rabuna Baravin Zoban Uhamzim B'Pisi Rabba Badayu," didn't have money to pay for it. Or it's a naska leh, so they gave a naska, a chatichah shel kesef, Rashi says, as a mashkin for this shivcha that they wanted to buy. Besides Iker Amsa, then she went up in price, she became more valuable. Or the market became more valuable. Also, come there about me, almost they treat the enka naska in council, they had a shiloh. Do we say that from the moment we gave them the mashkin, it really belonged to us, and therefore that which she went up in value, is that our benefit? We only have to pay the lower price, or no? It was still by the moicher the whole time, and therefore we do. And then for we have, and then therefore he has the right to renegotiate the price. They told him, but we think not staying con Rashi. His dweller, you gave a mashkin up tonight. You're going to pay, but you didn't pay yet. So kok naskin shu mashkin in kan we oif them koyma the kenoyz. You can't say that the kinyan is chal on the mashkin. Because, like we're saying by the Kiddushin, when he gave him the mashkin, that's not enough. Mona inkan, mashkin inkan. So, till the year, that's not enough. Economy. Right, I'm going to pay you in the future. The mashkin I gave you in the interim does not make the kinyan mikal. Exactly, it doesn't make the kinyan mikal. It's the same thing. So we hear. Right. Not a down payment. No, that's right. A down payment would be chal. Because you're allowed to be coined a shikr with kesef. I gave you a certain amount of kesef. Exactly. So we hear. There's a makhlokes we showed you. what wasn't clear to me, and that's why I looked into Shaitim and I saw this, this is what they're all coming to explain, is what's really Basoif, and there's two different Malchim in the Shem, the big Machlaikas, what's really at the end the Chiluk and the Gemara? Meaning, if he gave her for Kedushin, somebody else's Mashkim, that means she now has a Mashkim, she can't keep forever, but could be exchanged for a Koyit, and that's called the Kedushin. But when he does the same thing from him, the same exact thing from him, it doesn't work. The Chayra. What's the difference? What's the difference? So, yeah. At the end of the day, you're getting a mashkin that you could later exchange for a Chayra when it gets paid back. So what's the difference if it comes from me if it comes from you? If I'm giving you someone else? So the bit that starts out like this, there's an interesting machlokes that you're sharing over here. I've been in that lab, but you saw
it. You say that the mushroom that he got from someone so much
in a Hanami, right. You can pass it on. But his own choy is also, I mean, why is that any worse than what he actually gives his mushroom for his own promise to pay? Why is that worse? Oh, it's not like this. Yesh Mepharshim, the Ritva brings Yesh Mepharshim. This Yesh Mepharshim is the Shitas Ramban. Ramban says it. And it's like this. He says, Yesh Mepharshim, Afilu Kishon is Chayiv Lov B'Maneh B'Kinyim Kavra'oi. Here's the big question. Oy Shizichel Lov B'Mashkoin Maneh Sh'amu L'Zichil L'Shiv B'Maneh B'Kon Soi Soi Ein Kan Mashkoin. He says, so what happened over here? When he says, I'm going to give you a money for Kedushin, yeah? Now, was he machayiv himself to give it? Like, if I say to you, I'm going to give you money, I mean, and then I don't. Could you get that from me? That doesn't get a money. I said, give me a money, okay? So I didn't. Go ahead. I say things that I don't follow through. That's not a kinyan. I don't know what's chayivus. So what happened over here? So the Ramban learned like this. When the Gemara says mana ein kan mashkin ein kan, that means even if he created a realist chayvus, he made a kinyan with her that the mashkin is yours and a machmir shmechuy of you, the choyv that mashkin represents, meaning like a realist chayvus. Bezin, you can take that out from me because I made a kinyan and I was. I'm about to in the Ramban hold in kan kedushin. Why? In kan mashkin. Money. Why? The lomati hashkin yador shema no. The shidim is even yano right now. Loim and money, but loim and mashkin. Shere in makadish begupo shemashkin. He's having makadish with the mashkin. He's makadish with the money. But his chayv is to pay the money. The mashkin just what he's giving her as collateral. Bahavila kal vay, bahavila kal va. Bahavila be'en to lay makachu on the day. Just like by how va, he's not makati so there, because he didn't give her anything right now, but we learned from that bubble in the days. Like the case, like Rashi says, makati she was the money that I lent you a year ago. So he's not receiving anything now. So it's over here, the Ramban holds, he's not receiving anything now. It's his chayv is to pay. His chayv is to pay. It's not a kedushin. Right, and this money, this money is coming in the future. Okay, but it's not a mummin and stick. No, the mummin is going to come later. So let's see. One second. Let's see. He says, "V'hai da ma gave the money ain kan, she ain't kan money the end. Mash the man of the culture both raise a note to mashkin the menah." So the man learns, "Money ain kan, mashkin ain kan." Okay, it doesn't mean he's not mechuyev to give the money. He's mechuyev to give the money. It's talking about a case according to Ramban that he made a serious chayvus opinion. I have to pay. Yeah, but if the Gemara means money ain kan, it means you don't have the money here now. Mamela Mashkin Khan, the Mashkin is not going to help for the Kedushin. But Rei Zeh Noitka Mashkoin in Mena, and therefore he can take his Mashkin back. And one second. No, what's that? So what does it mean, take it back? What does it mean, take it back? It means you point out on the bottom. It means to say, we might be sort of switched around the sheet that we're showing him. It might be easier to understand the other direction, but it means to say, he made a real kidding with her for this mashkin. She was cutting the mashkin. Why is he allowed to take it back? He's allowed to take it back because Sayyid Qasayyid only gave it to her al das, and the Kedushin should work, and the Kedushin doesn't work in such a case. That's why he can take it back. That's what Ramban said. You say it like this. No. Meaning, besides the kin, when it says money income, mashkin income, it's the thing. Don't think that means that the whole kinyan on the mashkin didn't make a real kinyan. It's just a promise to pay. You'll see what I'm talking about Fuke from in a minute. I'm talking about Fuke from where the rising is. You know what? Let's write a board. Let's learn the right to the first and then come back to this. It's easier to understand that way. Okay? The right is, we'll come back to this in a minute. The Ritva brings later on the sheet that's our right. The right says, Mana Enkan, Mashkin Enkan. He says, She'en Mashkin Chal Mishtabe Alukashakodim Lechiv Amam. The Rabbi learns, Mana Ishka Mashkin Enkan means you can't make a Mashkin on something which you didn't owe previously. Right? Shalom Mimenu, you borrowed money from him. Or Shinskayev lived a kidney kavroi, or he made a kidney with him that he has to mechayev him a certain amount. So then he can make a mashkin as a shiba that I have to pay you back that which I owe you. But if you're not chayev the money, he's not chayev for the money. Oh, he said, I'm going to give you money for the Kedusha. He wasn't Machayim himself. He didn't make a kin to be Machayim himself. He didn't really owe it. He said, people say a lot of things. Yeah? Not necessarily. No, so one second. So, Kiyaman Shlo Zoch to the money, but it's Chayim of Amirah, sorry. Mashkin to God, but who money love Klumu? Meaning, in Hilkas. Right, so. The question is like this. You have to first look at how Hilchos Mashkin works. In order for this condition to work, rather than saying, the Mashkin, what he gave her now has to be something that he's really giving her. Yeah? Money Inkan Mashkin Inkan, according to the rabbi, means he never really owed her the money. He said, I'm going to give you the money for Kedushin. But here's the Mashkin in its place. Forget about Kedushin for a second. In Hilchos Mashkin, you're not koina a mashkin unless it's a real ischaivus. Unless it's a real, it's more than just an amir. It's a ischaivus. I'm making a kingdom with you that I owe you this money. Or I borrow the money from you.
I would think there's a person
to take a mashkin. Representative of the fact that he's making an ischaivus. Yeah, but he's not enough. But it's not a real ischaivus. That's true, but a real ischaivus means I borrowed the money from you in the past I owe you the money. Yeah, but
well,
you don't. But always the key word. You don't owe it.
If the minute you decide you don't want to give it,
you don't have to give it.
If the
marriage is good, it comes after the fact. What makes the marriage? There's only one thing to make this marriage good, and that's the mashkin. Is the mashkin a real mashkin?
The reason it's not about chayiv
is because there's no real eschayivus. Saying I'm going to pay you is not his
kaibus. There's no good his kaibus, then there's a question of mashkin. They are from your man.
What? No.
Because it's his eye, you marry for 100 things.
No, that's not true. What? No, if an ilk is mashkin, if I say, I'm going to pay you $100, and here's a mashkin. If an ilk is mashkin, that mashkin is a good mashkin, then I just gave you something for Kedusha. But if it's mashkin, that mashkin's nothing. There's no real kinyan in the mashkin. You holding that mashkin is not a real kinyan that now you have a right to. So then I didn't give you anything. So is that a good kedusha? That's what the rabbi said.
Okay.
The Kenneth in the Mecha Bechodav, he said the same thing with Mechira. Because the rival holds. And Mashkon means it was a previous his Chayvus.
So the moment there wasn't his Chayvus in the
No, that's not true. That's the whole. It's the whole
Shiloh.
No, that's the whole Shiloh of the Gemara. Can the marriage be chal on the mashkin even though I haven't paid you yet? I didn't pay you anything yet.
That's right.
Even if that's exactly what the Gemara is saying goes to the Rabbi. That's right. That's why until you pay, nothing happens. That's true.
But it's not a mashkin.
That's what it means. Money income, mashkin income, because. There's no, it's chayvus in the money. What? Well, that's what he's saying. The chayn b'chol davar. Kegoyin, shom el chaveru. I say to you, I tell you, look at my side and just, you know what, I'm going to give you 200 bucks. No, it's chayvus. No reason I'm chayvus to give you the 200 bucks. But I said I'm going to. Yeah? V'rei lach mashkin. And then you know what, here, take a mashkin. Lo yitok a klau. You know, but I can come 5 minutes later and take that mashkin back. And it was a meaningless mashkin, according to the writer. I can take it back. Yeah, come and take it back. The mashkin wasn't chal on any. That's not called a mashkin. That's what the Gemara is saying, according to the writer. In Hilchas mashkin, nothing happened. If in Hilchas mashkin, nothing happened, there's nothing to talk about when it comes to the Kedusha. That's right. Yeah? That's what the writer is saying. The Ritzvah come a lot spooky from that. The Ritzvah is not learning that way. I want to go back to the Ritzvah from this. Oh, 1 second. Let's finish up the rising. Finish up the rising. Avalim is chayiv lo money b'kinyin. But if I did a ma'is b'kinyin with you, I created a chayivus with you. Now it's as if I owe you the money mamish. Right? Because because of a kid shaboy, but she locked him in a sadi yishim yishim sadi machura. If not, it's mashkin or it's a mana zok to boy. And then I gave her a mashkin for that. She's zoyed in the mashkin. So it goes no shavaputo. This kaddish boy and the kedushin is a good kedushin in that case. And the kedushin is a good kedushin.
And that's his own mashkin.
Yeah, yeah. So even his own mashkin. That's right. Even his own mashkin. Even his own mashkin. The rabbi is learning. The rabbi is learning the shot of the Gemara. Vasha the shot of listening to the meaning money in kan mashkin in kan. Kumoi, mar came in the money in kan. Shlo yizok to the money. Since you never created a real chayvus in the money, in kan there is mashkin. Lo zok to boy. So the whole mashkin was a meaningless mashkin. And mamela is at a conclusion. But ain achin nami. The rabbi wants to say, had you made a real chayvus in that money, and then get by do my sekinyan. Do my skin to go.
There's ways
or borrow it, whatever, okay. Or borrow it. And then get the mashkin, it would work.
When he learned it tomorrow, it wasn't after something that was the case. When he said, I'm going to give it to you,
No. No. One second. What you're saying is the makos of Rishonim. That's what we wanted. So that, what you're saying is the makos of Rishonim. The rabbi learns that the Gemara only means because he never created a real Eschaivus. Had he created a real Eschaivus, it was not going to work.
My
the
Ritva...
Oh, good. Second. Okay, so that's like the Ritva. Comes the Ritva. Now I want to go back to where we started. We started really from the Ritva. I jumped to the rabbi to understand so that by contrasting them, you understand a little better what they're trying to say. Zuck the Ritva. No, that's not the Shatzimar. Zuck the Ritva. That's the Ritva that starts out. Yesh Meforshim Afilukshin Eschaiv Lavamanev Kinyin Karoi. Just do it for names. The Gemara doesn't mean that. The Gemara means even if you made a real Ischaivus. And on that Ischaivus, you gave a real Mashkin. And an Hilchas Mashkin, that's a Mashkin. Abba Pichin, it's not a Kedushin. Why? The Kedushin, it don't work. Why? Because that's the Ritzah. Because you're not giving anything now. It's like.
But the word, though.
Oh, we'll get there. The Lush and Lush and Akamoto.
Yeah, money's not
there. Oh, so what? Oh, good.
Where's the money?
Good. Very good. Very good.
Otherwise,
they wouldn't have
the
Russian. So,
the learning is like the Russian because that's like.
Oh, so 1 second. Listen.
And therefore, you come to the question and say, well, what are they talking about? Otherwise, you wouldn't have that question.
Because so there's a
mashkon.
So there's a discussion.
No, that's why there's no marriage yet. So but there is a mashkon. So there is a thing. Still, there's no marriage. So what's the language?
So this is gufna. This is gufna. The ritva comes. Yeah, the ritva comes bad.
On that understanding, of
the ritva starts out. Yeah, which is the ritva starts out with the Jewish
portion. Yes, but that's exactly it. But if it was learning, wasn't like the ritva, you wouldn't have that question here.
So let me figure it out. So let's. The ritva is starting out with this shita. This is Ramban shita. Ramban shita. Again, the Ramban shita is, the Gemara is talking about a case that it was a real chayda. In Hilchos Mashkein, it's a good Mashkein. Still, you can't make a conclusion like that. Zok the ritva, he says, Lahai pegusha loy asi shapa lishna the Mashkein inkan. He says, according to that, the lashon of Mashkein inkan is not a good lashon. Why? Because according to Ramban's learning, it's taka mashkoin. You just can't use a kedushin. So it's mashkoin einkan. The ritva says, yeah. The lashon of mashkoin einkan of the ritva is much more mashma to him, like the shita's arriving. That's good what he's coming to say. And he says also, yeah, and he has other tightness on it. Huh? So the Ramban will have to say,
not a usable
Mashkin.
Exactly. You read it the first time and say you said.
No, but
yeah,
but usable for Kedushin. For Kedushin.
Exactly.
Okay. That, you're right. But I'm saying, but the Ritva holds. No, but you're right, but the Ritva holds that the Lashon is more Mashkin like the Raivit. The Ritva holds the Lashon is more Mashkin like the Raivit. Mashkin in Khan means, and it looks Mashkin, it's not a Mashkin, it's nothing to talk about. Economics. But that, the Gevaldik, fundamental Machlokes Rishonim over here. You have to explain, which is not so clear to me yet, you know, what are they arguing about in Svar? Like, meaning, Ramban's saying, even if it's a good Mashkin, to go ahead and be Makadish in such a way is doima to the Talbot. And therefore it shouldn't work. The Ravid and the Ritva seems so like the Ravid at the end, are saying, no, had you had a real Ischaivis, this would work. This is not my Talbot. Maybe similar to what you guys were saying before, because Avoh is already in the past. This is his chayvus to play in the future. It's not like Avoh, this would work. This would not go work if the Mashkin was good Mashkin. Just the Pshat the Gemara is, since there's no real chayvus, in DNA Mashkin it's not a good Mashkin, and that's why it can't work. The fundamental mechlokes. Now, according to this, now, according to this, what's the difference between Rav Yitzchok's case and when this is the only thing? So the chayra is like this. According to the Ravid, it seems partial, no? Meaning right, that's partial. Put the Ravid, it's partial. Why doesn't it work? When it's my own Mashkin, why doesn't it work, according to the Ravid? Because you never had a chavis before. And when you never had a chavis before, the initially, Nishkan and Mashkin. Let me talk about that. Yeah? But where it is a good Mashkin, because it was this guy before, it was given to me. I lend Joe money and he gave me this Mashkin. And now I'm giving it over to her. That's a Mashkin. You can't say that Inkan Mashkin, according to the Ravid. According to the Ravid, it's very good. Right, just like even if I did it, but I paid his chayvus before and it would work. So this one, I'm giving it to someone else, it would work. Gevaldik. But according to the Ramban, this is a little more tricky now. What's the difference in the end? According to Ramban, the Gemara doesn't mean it's not a good Mashkin, it's a good Mashkin. In Ilkha's Mashkin, it's a good Mashkin. The problem is, if you're not giving any anar right now, it's not a Kedusha. Ah, so that's the chat. Mali, what's the difference if it's coming from me if I'm giving it to someone else? So the Ritva does put in one line on that, but it's hard to understand. He says, yeah, in the Ramban sheet, again, back to the Ramban sheet, they were talking about where you did make a good Mashkin, and still the condition doesn't work. He says, yeah, I've the milva da achenim mikudesh, even though he uses someone else's Mashkin, does work. Call it the son of the daita, the loy matu machil, the loy vadilay. Okay, right. parts, and the reason it works over there is Kivin Shazakh to the Milva, Lopak Mamoina Mine. Since now, when he gives it over to Mashkin, it's her Mashkin, it's her right to collect now. He used to have the right to collect, now it's her right to collect. He's given that over to her. The Nopak Shibuddha, the right of the name is Zaki Be'i. The Shiba that the Leiva owes the money is now gone from him and it's now by her. But when it's his own Shiba, she was Chayiv Lo B'Kinyan, or B'Shtar, even if it was Mechayiv to her, he wrote a Shtar, or he made a Kinyan to make a bill of Chayiv to her, the Lord nothing made a Kulam, but nothing came from him to her. Havalik Mekadish B'Milva She'en
Mekadesh. She didn't give me the money. Not with the Mashkin.
Good master from him.
So
what does the mitzvah mean?
She was getting married for money, not for Hanava Mashkin. She didn't get it.
I know, but another case.
She was giving her Mashkin. This is what you're getting now for the marriage. I'm giving you the Mashkin the right to be done to someone else. It's not Mashkin.
It depends on her dad.
Yes, we saw before for the note. Did she get married for the Hanava or the getting the note or the note? It doesn't work if it's not.
This is the Mashkin.
Here
says what?
Here says the money.
You're saying the whole
thing is
the dot.
Here says the money.
Yeah. Yeah, but the only thing is, what you're saying is because what you guys, what you want to say is that fundamentally there really is no thing. It's just that in one case you happen to have said it like this, and the other case you happen to have said it like this. If I switch the show, it's going to come out opposite.
But it's not just the show, it's the
show. I understand.
It's exactly what happened with the
law. I understand, but there's no. But I'm saying what the Gemara says. When the Gemara says,
it works. But the answer is, it works
here
because
I understand. But when the Gemara says hostum, when the Gemara says hostum the mashkin dachayim, that's not real. According to what you're learning, that's not really the point. If I had done it for me and used the right word, then also would have been good. That's not so much.
No, but
I hear what you're saying.
I
couldn't
if
hear what you're saying.
I said I want to marry you with
Mara is saying something I think is more fundamental thing. Your thing is also true. I think it's not true. It could be true. The Gemara is saying it's something even more than that, I think. The Gemara is saying it's a fundamental chilik. Oh, so that's what we have to get to. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying your chilik is wrong. I'm just saying your chilik doesn't matter really whether it's a chayrim or whether it's me. Meaning, had it been me, but I said the word, you know, mashkin, it would also be good. But I'm saying, but then the terrorist of mashkin, the chayrim, that's not the main point, is the achim. It's mashma, the achim is mashma. Yeah, like, that's the main difference. When it's a chayrim, it works, when it's mine, it doesn't work. According to you, that's not the main difference. Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, the merchant said, yeah, haqqa, where you know, you're using the mashkin as the mashkin. But listen to this. So, one second. So, what is the Ritzman saying, though? But what is the Ritzman saying? That's the question. He says, in that case, it went. What did he say? These are his words. In the case of the mashkin dachayim, the power to collect left him and went to her. But by the case where he's giving the mashkin himself, then nothing, then no money came from him to her, then that shouldn't work. Okay, but in both cases, no money came from him to her. So what? In both cases, she has to wait to collect the money, right? So what's the difference? So here the Ran adds in one word, which Mamash explains. The Ran says, he's going on this, to explain the skill. But he adds in more, but I think that's what the Mitzvah means also. He says the difference is, whenever you made to make a kinyan, when you're being coined as something from me, yeah, that it has to be that it left me and it goes to you. When I make a kinyan kesef, right, so the pshat is, the kesef leaves me and comes to you. If the kesef is still connected to me, it's still shaykh to me, right? What the Ran calls Ogud Gadeh. What's his Russian? Ogud Gadeh. What's the Ran's Russian? Yeah, Ogud Gadeh, I think. Yeah. It's usually a Russian we find by geek or whatever. What happens to Ran again? What? Page 8? Okay. Yeah. Akati Ogid Gabe. Yeah, those are the words. Akati Ogid Gabe. Loi Kesef, because he's up the round. But Kesef, the word of Shat is, I have to give it up and you have to take it. If it's still Ogid Gabe, then it's not a full Kesef Kesef. So the Rahan is saying, what's that in the Mitzvah? The difference is by Mashkin Da Acherim, once I give you over that Mashkin Da Acherim, I've relinquished everything, and now you have. You still have to go and collect, that's true. But it's not by me anymore. Mashkin came and I give you my Mashkin as a Mashkin to pay, even if it's a real Mashkin. Yeah? But since the payment, since it's still missing the step of you collecting the payment from me, and I'm the matan over here, so then the kidin kesef is still stuck by me on some level. And that's not a full kidin kesef. When I've stepped out of the equation, even though it's true, you still have to go collect it from the lawyer, I'm out of the equation. So I give you over, you have something, it has value, it's a real mashkin. So it works. When I give you a mashkin, when I said, even though the mashkin does have value, it does, in that case too, according to the Ramban. Because you can collect that money from me now. But you still have to come back to me to get that money. That means I have not fully been makna to you this kin kesef. It's still on some level by me. And that's not good enough. And that will work, yeah, by mechira also. By mechira also, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the same thing by mechira, by the shikha. It's not just by kedushin. Yeah, that's what the Rambam explains. True, but now she, but where our shayla is in the tradition of Chal now. Yeah, she wants to come and get the money.
But she has her money, but she knows I'm getting something out of the way. Either I'm going to get the mashkin, or I'll get the money.
Yeah, but I know it's getting kesef has to be done in a way that it goes to the makna, it leaves the makna, and it goes to the kohen.
There's no getting back, though. Once you're given a mashkin, you've signed the deal, so to speak.
In economy.
It's like maybe that got pulled back that you can't do.
That's it. And economy, but that's right. Yeah. But I'll be saying, as long as that's the Ram saying, as long as it's Ogid Gabe of the Machna, you're still the Machna hasn't let go. So it's not a full Kenyan. Yeah. That's a Kiddush. I wouldn't have necessarily bought that. That's what that's Google wise. Not so much, but that's what it is. Now, here's an interesting thing. How does Rashi learn? Look at this. This is the Geshmaka thing to notice. The Rashi says, Mona ain't gone. Hilkuch mashkin in a shava. And then it says here, Khan in parentheses. This Khan in parentheses, okay, is because the Bach took it out. There was the word Khan, and the Bach took it out. Hilkuch mashkin in a shava Khan klum. The Bach said, that the real gears there was Hilkuch Mashkin Eini Shavak. So it could be, I'm not just talking about one of your notes over here, that the Nafkamina, whether you read it with the Bach or whether you read it without the Bach, is this Machlokas Rishon. Follow? If it's saying Hilkuch Mashkin Eini Shavak, like the Bach saying, Mashkin's not Shavak, it's a meaningless Mashkin. That way Mashkin like the rises, and the Mashkin was never Chal in the first place. But if you read it without the Bach, Hilkuch Mashkin, Inu Shavu Khan Klum, you can hear much better like the Ramban, that and it can not be the Mashkin Chal Mitzad Mashkin. But over here by Kedush, it's not going to help you. You're smacking Chilik, no? I saw that put down, I think one of the notes. The gears of Khan and Khan will depend on what you learn, like the like the Ramban, or what do you learn like the Rashi? Okay.